You bring it to the floor, that's what we need.
Is that where you state the conditions as well, then?
Well, we want to discuss the conditions and decide what we would agree on, and then put that in a motion.
That's right.
He's wanting five, right here in his letter of proposal, we've got five nightly rentals, which compose of three yurts, one teepee, and the final will be a mix, each with a cater to different, each with a cater to different demographics, and he shows the demographics. He's just looking for five nightly rentals with three yurts and a teepee. Three yurts, that's four, I don't understand, five nightly rentals, including three yurts and a teepee.
Well, those nightly rentals do include, those yurts and teepee are included in there. So, right, the group retreat, then that's the one down the road in phase 6 and 7, where I don't know exactly what those units will look like yet. That's why the two first yurts are different and the third one's different. I want to get an understanding and better assembly and feedback of what to go with.
How many yurts are you requesting right now?
The specific lodging type is part of it. So for the group retreat, would I add in how many proposed yurts? Because that's just an unknown right now, unless I need to define it. I'm asking for five nightly rentals where those five demographics are served. Right now, I have the septic permit for the three yurts, and so that's what I wanted to define.
But our CUP is going to be specific to a number of
units.
Buildings,
okay.
Structures.
Then
that's why he's asking
then
you.
I see what you're saying. I apologize. At that point, if I'm asking for five, then yes, I would just make sure that's one contained unit for the group still. But yes, sir, I would. I will follow any rules or guidelines or restrictions or boundaries that are given. But yes, so it would be three yurts, one teepee, and one lodging unit.
Lodging unit being how big?
I don't know. Do you have a max size to throw on that? Because my goal is to be able to serve a group that's bigger than the
permit for your server would tell you how many you can have.
60 max. So whatever after those, so I can serve 30 people then.
So you could conceivably put up a lodge that would house 30 people.
Yes, sir.
Number C in Article 24 says our maximum occupancy of a dwelling unit may not exceed 20 persons. That's in your nightly rental.
So a 20 then would didn't.
So 20 is the maximum.
So with the other nightly rentals, we got 30 people out there.
Per unit. 20. Each you have five units, 20 per unit.
Two here, four there.
Yeah, he's saying 30 total.
No, yeah, but a maximum occupancy per dwelling unit may not exceed 20 persons per house.
Well, I think it listed it on the presentation on the yurts on what the occupancy rate would be, didn't it?
Yes,
on
sir.
The presentation?
We're at least talking about
the
lodging unit could house 20 people.
Okay.
The lodging unit.
But he did that on his presentation. Does that would mean the maximum that he could put in that unit as presented?
Is 20 per year, Article 24, C. His lodging group retreat structure could occupy no more than 20 people.
Well, he presented it and showed so many people in each unit.
Well 20 people per unit. It says 20 people per unit.
Dave, the yurt's got so many.
What I'm saying, he's building a yurt 384 square feet, and he's not going to put 20 people in.
He's only got one bedroom, so the maximum occupancy for one bedroom unit is what, two?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where we're at. But that's what Doug was trying to do.
He's
asking where the fifth one was, and that was this potential building.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Well, it's really the thought. I was even presuming that I would rather them be used smaller units, you know, and they're connected in the middle. But by that rule, you know, it would have to be a single unit if we were to go by that. So.
But also, you have these two apartments too, right? That are living.
They're just living, and it's. I have the potential for.
Two, right?
Right. Right. But they have their own bathroom too, and so.
You're going to serve food, so your septic tank's big enough for that too.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Traps and all that.
Yes, sir. I have actually two lines going out of it where one is truly dedicated to the kitchen and have the grease trap right on the outside.
Any more discussion?
I think that's going to be an elaborate waste disposal. You're going to handle all that with one tank?
We have two. In the drawing that you guys received in the very beginning of my production, I have it to where at first what we're doing is we're catching the building and the yurt on a 1,000-gallon tank at first with the grease trap going and also the other feed, where we're going to catch as many of the solids as possible, where that tank is then also going to be connected down to a 1,250-gallon tank, where then that one and plus the other, we're running 1,300 feet of laterals to make sure everything's leached, no solids kept, and appropriated.
How long has the project been in plan?
7 years. Per se, maybe a little, give or take a little bit, but it's just been a thought and a desire and everything. And then once I was able to do it, when I moved out here in March, is really, I wanted to be out here first before I and just had an overall design. I wanted to live out here first, but so. And I do want to say, too, that with the septic, I was worried about carrying too much down at first. And so originally I was just hooking up two yurts up, and I wasn't doing the third. But John Suti, the permit inspector, actually advised it would be better and to hold the water and capture on a more level base to pull it again, that the third yurt was viable and actually would make sense. So he's the one that actually inspired the third yurt even being there with utilities.
Hey, on your teepee.
Yes, sir.
Will you have restroom facilities in the teepee?
No, sir. Correct. Well, in this family building, that's why I have two public bathrooms that are going to be able to serve anything that happens outside of those yurts. It's not as far. It's probably, at least 400 feet. It's not the closest, but it'll be aware. We've considered putting down just like a canopy outhouse or something with one of those portable toilets, because that's a lot of Airbnbs and different things. We'll do some of that if that's what they want. But the goal was to just have those first three utilities and let the rest be on the two public bathrooms.
Are we ready for a motion? I think we're up here as a body to make a decision, so I think somebody needs to make a decision. We have a motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
Second.
We've got a motion and a second to approve. What form is the motion in? Are you making a motion for what he has asked for, or is there any stipulations on it?
No stipulations.
No stipulations.
As presented then? As presented, basically.
As presented.
Okay.
Are we ready for a vote? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
What do we got? Three? Four? All opposed?
Aye. Aye.
One, two, three. 4-3. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And that's it.
Mrs. I apologize.
Do we get something in writing, or?
You get a decision of record. Marla will start working on those probably tomorrow.
Appreciate it, sir.
Yep.
We'll give just a moment to, for those that want to leave, clear the room, and then we'll go on to the next project. Second.
Yep. Case number 2402 is one where Liberty Utilities LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for a water tower be located on five parcels, which are lots 14 through 19 on Mock Lane. The proposed tower would be a 188-foot tall tower, and it would store 100,000 gallons of water in an R1 in our zoning districts. A major utility, which water towers were listed as that, and you've had another one or two of these, is a conditional use permit on that parcel. So we're not rezoning it, we're just giving them approval to build a water tower.
Mm-hmm.
So zoomed out, here's our parcels. Rockaway Beach here, this is getting into the edge of Forsyth, 176. Sundown Lane, all the yellow, of course, is R1, the white's A1, here's our parcels, here's our lot numbers. I found something blue I could put on there, didn't look like much water tower, I guess I could have turned it upside down. So this is looking back to the north. If you're on Mock, the subject parcel is to our left. And I just moved a little bit back. This is looking to the northwest. Now I've turned back to the south. Looking a little bit more to the southwest. And that's what I have. I believe we have a couple of representatives here to speak on it more.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. I'm Tom Motley. I'm here on behalf of Liberty Utilities. I've been asked just to appear. My presentation is going to be very short because I don't have much technical knowledge about water towers. The gentleman here next to me is from Olson Engineering, and he would be able to answer any questions that you gentlemen and ladies may have. Essentially, Liberty Utilities, which is Missouri Water, wants to build a water tower to attached to the existing system out there. It will improve redundancy. It will also improve resiliency of the system. It would be used to essentially hook up to the existing system. I don't know how many of you all are familiar with the system out there. It's not in the best of shape, and this is simply to improve that. We believe it would improve the quality of the water service for all the residents out there and would also probably improve values for people, and that they should be able to attach to a better water service system in the future. I'll turn it over to Representative from Olson.
Okay. Yes, it's Clayton Christie with Olson. As Tom said, looking for permission to build a water tower. We are looking at well and a well house. In addition, I think it says auxiliary or auxiliary structures. That's what we would be looking at. Be glad to answer any questions. But, yeah, basically looking to bolster the system that's there and get it up to standards. Right now, depending on other systems and their capacity to provide water to part of this, especially if there was the other tower well went down. So any questions? I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Yeah, water tower, not a
standby. And that's the one part that I don't have an answer for. Liberty's looking for permission to basically use this site for tower, ground storage. Really don't know exactly what it would look like. We have not moved forward with the design to that level yet.
You're going to attach to the existing water utility there?
Yes.
Who owns that?
That is Liberty's water system.
You own that system there? You have bought that system?
Yes.
I see. Well, that makes sense.
Trying to make things better.